I don't expect a lot of the stuff maybe that you probably haven't heard, which makes it extremely difficult. Now, maybe what we ought to do here is tell me what you have heard. It would make it a lot easier, and I've kind of got a little chip on my shoulder tonight, because we've been traveling all day long. I used that line for a long time because we were late on a broken down plane. We had a mentally retarded airline this afternoon. So if you could possibly tell me what you want to hear, what you know that you want to hear, maybe you, I don't know, you tell me and then I'll be able to play it. Otherwise, I'm going to play stuff off of, what? The what? Oh, that one. Well, you're in real trouble tonight. We don't have a guitar. Here we are. What else? What? Don't. Alright, what else? Because you see, I can do stuff that's kind of new, kind of blue, kind of describes the way I feel right now. But, well, we can do stuff for y'all. You gave me two suggestions, okay. This feels like a, kind of a meeting here tonight. Murray, what do you think in sales there? What does it look like back there? It's okay? Fine. But, so I'm about to play a song that you've never heard before. But I guarantee you that you'll have a difficult time enjoying it in spite of everything. But let me just say a few things. It's about us, about getting off work, knowing you're all dragged and drugged and beat and wiped out. You got all kind of lint in your hair and things hanging out of your nose, and you're all beat and your clothes are raggedy. And you haven't had anything ironed or clean. That's when you usually see a pretty girl. When you're all funky and shit, she walks right by and gives you a wink. Well, I used to go through that every night, and nothing has changed. It happens still. And, this is a song about getting off work. We're not through yet. We're still gonna continue to play. But I'm gonna remember back just for a musical, magical moment in history here when I used to have a job at a pizza house. I used to make Italian pizzas. And we had all different sizes. And I was considered pretty competent, even though I was nothing more than an Irish peckerwood from Los Angeles. I copped a lot of the Italian style there and made a pretty decent Italian meal. So this is about getting off work late at night. And with all things considered, in the final analysis, I used to lean on my broom and say to myself, wait, well, we don't mind working, do we? You know, we used to be jerking off and spending a great deal of time in the bars. I've been a cabbie and a stock clerk and a soda manufacturer. Been a manic mechanic on cars and it's nice. Why can't you get it? Who the hell said it? I got money. I'm spending it all on my girl, but the work never stops. I'll be busting my chops, working for Joe and Sal. I can't wait your work, see my face. She says she's leaving the porch light, leaving it all for me. I'm disheveled, I'm disturbed, I'm distracted, and it's painful. But it's just sweeping a bit, scared, fooling, yeah. face. Please don't do that. Got to dump the trash. You cleaned it up, and now you can't cash. For your loving is a rare, and it's a corpus that you give. And I'm a moonlight wise man. Now to be romantic. And now you got to piss wet battle of over five cigarette machines. Swear over five cigarette machines. I can't wait to come work to see my baby. She says she's gonna be waiting up. She got a magazine just for me. Clean up bathrooms and clean them good. For your loving, I wish you would. Just come down here and please sweep up me off my feet. Yeah, the broom will have to be my baby. Oh, but if I hurry, not this might.